Christina, welcome to Thyroid Strong Podcast. I'm super excited to have you here and to chat about your journey. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. So you came to me in April of this year.
Yeah.
And can you share the journey you were on before our paths crossed?
Yes. It was about a year ago, I noticed finally that my body was talking to me in ways it hadn't before, and primarily through super fatigue. I'm usually a super go-go person. I teach yoga and meditation, and I work for an organization that teaches that. So there's always lots of fun stuff to do, and I just couldn't keep up, even with my practice, which usually kept me full of energy. So something was off, and I didn't really know. I knew I had low thyroid in the past, but I thought it was managed. But in the end, after a bunch of tests and even a visit to the emergency room because of some really weird symptoms, I eventually found out that I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. So I worked with my physician and got on all the right meds and had nice, pretty labs pretty quickly. And I still didn't feel well. I needed a nap every day. I was tired. I couldn't think. I stopped working for 2.5 months. I couldn't really talk much.
Yeah.
It was really not me. And so, but I finally got back to work part-time, but still no answers about why my joints were swollen, why I couldn't spread my arms wide in a wide standing yoga pose and or just spread your arms wide because it feels great, you know. Just that I should keep being careful about what I eat and walk.
Yeah. So I remember when we first chatted, there was this kind of like searching for words. And I remember you being like, my goal, if I can get to this, is just to go back to doing what I love, which is teaching yoga. And so much of yoga is like holding energetic space for the people around you and like being a guide and being a leader. And I just remember you saying like, yeah, if I can just like get back to that thing that I love to do, I will be like ecstatic. You're like, and my labs look good. I don't know what's going on. And I thought, I was like, okay, this is a goal that can happen. And I think there was a little bit of like, okay, like for you, it's like, okay, but like, I've like taken a couple months off and like, I don't feel better and my energy's drained. And one of the things that we found together was mold exposure. And if I remember correctly, whoever was the apartment owner or the property manager or the landlord was like, okay, we like took care of it, right? And sometimes it gives this false sense of like, okay, it's taken care of. I should be feeling better. But you weren't really feeling better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so some of the things that you did, I think, was like really brave, like took a lot of bravery and a lot of courage to like move your home that you were in for how long?
Almost 8 years, yeah.
Yeah. But there was something that happened before you moved that I think was very telling, is that you went to the East Coast and I think you visited your father.
Yeah.
And you came back and what? Because I think it was like a little bit of like, okay, this needs to happen. Like we need to just remove myself from the environment. Can you just describe what happened after you went and visited on that trip?
Yeah, I grew up in upstate New York, moldy old upstate rainy.
Yeah.
Upstate New York. And so my dad still lives there. We went back to visit and we were only there for 10 days. And most of my symptoms, which manifested in fatigue, brain fog, and I have a little bit of pinched nerve in my neck, which radiates down my arm, all of that just mostly disappeared in 10 days. So we'd already decided to move, but that was like, okay, well, that really tells me a lot about it just is what it is. And it's time to find a new space. So
yeah,
that was the catalyst that got
us. Yeah. And I think there's always hesitation around finding a new space.
Yeah.
Like, oh, rent's so high, or should we buy? But I feel like the universe like opened up and provided for you.
It did. It happened. Once we decided, it happened really quickly, the perfect space. And the situation that we were looking for with pets and wanting certain things that were nice to have, a garage and moving into an apartment complex is like, ooh. So we were in a really small, really family feeling one. But we found just the right space. And we just literally walked right into it. It's near a coffee shop that we would go to a lot. And anyway, just literally opened up. We walked right in and we said, Okay, let's do it.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
That's
And
amazing.
then very shortly after, you sent me this message and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So we put you on some like mold supplements to help open up drainage pathways and to start to bind. And you sent me this message that was like, oh, by the way, I just led a weekend long women's retreat. And I was like, wait, what? To go from like, oh my God, I have no energy to teach, to holding space for a group of women for an entire weekend is tremendous.
Yeah.
I
wasn't sure. So I was like, well, I co-led it with a good friend of mine. And I said, well, if you find me laying down on the floor somewhere in some room quietly, then I'm sorry. So we just kept going. She would just check in with me. How are you doing? What do you need me to do? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I feel great. I feel great. And the whole weekend was just, yeah, really healing, really wonderful. And just gives you that boost of confidence. What an amazing thing the human body is. And when you work with it and you start to work through root cause and give it what it needs, it can heal. And then and part of that, too, for me was also just tuning into the fact that the mind is part of it, too. And I think you have been really helpful with just moving the mind in the right direction.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Like, I was afraid. I was afraid I was going to be a big bummer. I wanted to hold the space and the way I always had instead of just being open. So the universe also gave me a co-leader who was like, let's just do what you can do and keep doing it and not give up and not just be afraid and do nothing. So
yeah,
I think that's the other thing I learned too, was not freeze. And partly some of the things I have done in the past, overanalyze things and freeze and
yeah.
Keep moving, keep going. So
yeah, I mean, part of the work that you did was regulating your nervous system.
Yes.
Right? Because mold can put us in a freeze state, kind of a paralysis state, and can make us basically not take action. And so you were the opposite of that. You're like, great, supplements on board. Awesome. Taking the binders. Awesome. Tick. Taking the antifungals. Moving into a new space. Like, you did all the things. And so really the people who I find get better quickly are the ones who can be given a plan, and you can speak to this, trying to keep like emotional neutrality, even in a situation that can be very emotional.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I was in a place when I first found you on YouTube, I was like, oh, I can't even think. Like, I had to tell my husband because I was already on some supplements and some other things. And I'm like, okay, you got to write this out for me because I keep forgetting. Like, did I take this already? And did I do this today? And I'm like, I just need someone to tell me what to do because clearly the brain fog is. And I was like, that was the thing. I'm sometimes skeptical by nature about just doing what someone tells me to do. And I was just so finally open and welcome. Like, yes, watched your videos and I just felt a resonance. And I was like, yeah, I just need someone to help me, tell me what to do. I know she'll answer my questions if I have them. But there's also this tried and true plan. Just keep trying and learning. And that was amazing. That's what helped keep me going, because otherwise on my own, I had tried for a while intuiting or just trying stuff, and well, what a disaster. My poor husband, he was like, let's get you some help. So
tell me, what were some of the things you had tried?
Well, you know, I haven't used supplements in the past for other things. So I would do my own research and try some stuff. And I already knew that I had some, what my naturopath thought was exposure to mold through food. So we had tried a bunch of that stuff and I just didn't feel like it was entirely food related. So I just dabbled with some supplements that I knew about, some stuff that she had given me. And I try not to experiment on my own too much, but I did some experimenting and just didn't feel like I was getting any. I just knew I wasn't getting anywhere with it. So I quickly set that aside.
Yeah.
To getting some more expert help.
Yeah. I think one of the things that a lot of women default to are if they have food sensitivities, to like cut out the food.
Yeah.
But then next thing you know, there's very little left to eat. And I'm sure you've learned this through the process, is like sometimes if you're cutting out all the food, it's not about the food.
Yeah.
That it's like something else causing this low grade histamine response. And if you address that, then the potential to eat more variety or different foods opens up. I love that you mentioned, you're like, well, sometimes I'm a little skeptical, but I was kind of, and you didn't use these words, but kind of like rock bottom. You're like, okay, I'm just going to like surrender a little bit to like trusting the process. You also, through the process, are lifting weights.
Yes.
which is amazing. Because I think sometimes we assume like, oh, we're so tired, we can't lift weights. But you're lifting weights. Can you share that part of the journey as well?
Yes. That was the first thing I was really skeptical about was, I can't even lift a grocery bag. What am I going to do lifting weights? But really kind of almost grumpy. I'm now reflecting now. You said that I was actually kind of grumpy back then. I was grumpy about not being able to eat. And then I was grumpy about being asked to lift weights. But I still knew I needed to at least try it. The scientist in me was like, okay, try it. I was so skeptical. I do remember the very first day I'm standing in my bedroom and I've got my little iPad and I'm ready to go and I've got my weights. And I'm like, I cannot believe I'm doing this. I'm really skeptical. But then your videos are just so uplifting and cheerful, and you tell exactly what to do. And maybe it's, you know, I also teach people how to keep their spine straight up. And so immediately I was like, oh yeah, I can do this. And it's so much fun. And it was just so much fun. Within the first 5 minutes, I had a big grin on my face and I just had a blast. And I couldn't do everything, you know, but I knew how to keep myself safe. And you reminded me regularly, keep myself safe and to just try it and to take your own time and to pause when you needed to. And so anyway, that immediately cheered me up and I just kept going because I was like, of course, the power of moving your body within the ability that you can, even if it's just one rep or rolling out of bed and getting up and look at your weights or to keep going for it.
Yeah. And you're still doing it. Like it's, yeah, let's see, April, May, June, July, August. So it's almost 6 months later and you're doing it.
So much fun. And I noticed how much stronger my shoulders, my whole upper body and moving and carrying stuff is so easy now and feels great.
Yeah.
Just feel like a whole new person, the whole upper body.
What's a grocery bag these days? You're like,
I'll carry that.
I love that.
Yeah.
So now that you have your energy and you have like the light switch on the brain has come back on, fall is a big time for yoga and working in your world. So now that you have your energy back, right, going from like, I haven't taught into a couple months to like, what does it look like now? Because that was the thing you want. You're like, I just want to go back to teaching what I love to do.
Yeah. This fall, I'm part of a group that every fall we offer a big class to teach people yoga, how they're moving their body and to move their mind and to introduce concepts of meditation to them. So that starts this week. And it's a big class. And it was one I couldn't really participate in last year because I couldn't participate really at all because I wasn't feeling well. So I'm thrilled to be back into the group, into the community and working with people, helping them find tools for peace and calmness.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's coming up. And then so I still am working on teaching yoga more regularly, but I am back to teaching and it's been so much fun. It's so rewarding. So
I love it. And when we're talking about a group, you're like, oh, yeah, it's just like 60 people. I'm like, 60 people. That's a lot of people to hold space for.
Yeah. A group of us. It's really fun.
I love that. Is there anything you want to share about the journey or someone, like if you think about Christina last year, this time, who was really struggling, is there anything you would say to her or to someone in that situation who is just kind of like, oh, man, like I've hit rock bottom, but I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Obviously, everyone has a different root cause. But like, what would you say something to that Christina of a year ago?
Well, I want to say thank you for not being too skeptical, to not ask for more help, to not give up, because I definitely have a pattern in my lifetime of just accepting what my doctor says, what's what we do, and not getting second opinions or third. And something just, I'm just really grateful that I just kept trying, even through the exhaustion. And I'm like, I just don't even know even what to do anymore. I don't even know who to ask for help. And like you said, I kind of surrendered to the whole thing and then good old Google search. A lot of research to not give up, just to trust those ideas that come into your head, to try them out and to trust your body. Gosh, I'm just never ceases to amaze me how amazing the human body is when you start to work with it and help it out.
Yeah.
It's power to heal itself as well.
Just
some support and move in the right direction.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you so much just for sharing your journey, because I think so many people, so many women are in the same situation and they feel stuck and they don't know what to do and they're cutting out all the foods and they're like, I have some doctors helping me, but it's not helping and my labs look okay, but it's what's going on? And so I just, whenever I think about you, I just think about like, God, Christina's so brave and she's so courageous to like pick up and move to find me on YouTube and be like, I need your help, right? To trust the process and follow through. And you were so good. Like, you're so good at doing that. And because we did check other things, right? We checked God and we checked, like, we had some other things on the list, but mold just really came up to the top. And I think just your journey is such a testament to, like, when you have the right key for the right lock, healing does not feel like pushing a boulder uphill, right? It's like, oh, okay. Like, oh, I'm feeling better. Oh, okay. Like, this is the right path. Versus sometimes it's not the right key for the right lock, but you're doing it, like chasing the wrong thing and not feeling better. So I just, whenever every time I think of it, I'm like, oh, she's so courageous. Is there any last words you want to leave the listeners?
Well, I think, yeah, really just to trust the process and to really give things a chance to really do it more than once and not to be too skeptical. Like you said, it's very bio-individual and you work really well at working that through with people. And I really appreciated that and I'm really grateful for it. And also your courageousness too, to be out in the world trying to help people through this and really working with them individually. So
yeah.
Trust in that, in themselves. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, it was so great to have you on to share your story. And I'm sure the listeners will be like, oh my God, that's an amazing transformation. So thank you so much.
Thank you.